And welcome, everyone. This is the Christmas edition of the Gospel Music Buffet. It won't be all Christmas music. We're going to start out with our regular format of what we usually play, just good Southern gospel, and then we will branch out in the show into a whole Christmas segment. Very hard show to put together for me. I've not done a Christmas show with gospel music before, and trying to, you know, get everything right, and where it's still going to be a blessing to everybody out there who listens. It was a bit of a struggle, and that's probably putting it lightly. Again, this is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. Let's open up the show the way we always do with the Imperial. We're going to praise the Lord.
All your dreams and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears. Don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Himself, we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
Do a couple of shout-outs real quick. Judy Merritt is listening down in Somerset, Kentucky. Also listening in Somerset, Kentucky. Sue Stevens, who is formerly of McCrary County. And listening, I believe, down in Brighton, Tennessee, is Kathy Parker and her feline children, Willie and Waylon. And Ralph Talent shared, I believe, the show today, or maybe he just shared the I Can Do All Things Through Christ Who Strengthens Me. Amen, I think. Probably that's all he shared, but Judy Merritt shared the whole link about the show and to the show. And we're going to send this song out to Judy Merritt and all you Cathedral fans. For what earthly reason?
Oh,
his only reason was me. The cathedrals, and for what earthly reason? This is the Gospel Music Buffet, the Christmas edition, being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. Here are the Hobbards. That's a hopper stand in Jerusalem. I want to do a shout out real quick to Stephanie Preston, listening down in Clinton, Mississippi. God bless you, Stephanie. And God bless you, Kathy Parker and Sue Stevens and Judy Merritt. And thank you guys so much for tuning in today. And I'm thinking Ralph Talent may be listening. Ralph, if you're listening, God bless you, brother. And thank you for your wonderful post on Facebook and your ministry. We're going to be going into the, after this song, into the Christmas portion of the programming. I won't be doing a lot of talking in between the songs, and you'll see why. And I hope you enjoy it. But most of all, I hope you get a blessing. It's Christmas time and the birth of our Lord and our Savior. And I decided to do the show this week because it'll be played on a delayed broadcast next Sunday on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. And also, I felt like by next week in the evening, it'll be Christmas Day evening, and you're going to be pretty much over your Christmasing. So I thought this was an opportune time. I felt like God just kind of led God and directed me into going ahead and doing it today. But you'll see how the program develops now, and I hope, like I said, I hope you get a blessing. It was a very hard program for me to do. I've never done a Christmas program with Southern gospel music and gospel music and just sacred gospel songs. It's not all gospel music. I'll tell you that ahead of time. But the main thing is I want you to get a blessing. Here's Sandy Patty.
We have a need. He is still. heartfelt thanks to thee, dear Lord, and not just lovely words. And may each passing moment till the ending of our days be filled to overflowing with our never-ending praise. Alleluia.
Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Rex Neal and his little granddaughter, and she's a great little singer, and he would be proud of you tonight, Amber, as you sing this verse.
Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the
Christ who is born today, here
And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
Light the way into the land of perfect peace. Lord, for the gift of yourself. And thank you that because of that gift, you have made us one. Make us ambassadors that break down walls that separate and divide. Make us lovers, build bridges, and reach across chasms, barriers. Thank you for giving us the sweet assurance that whether we sing on this side or the other side, it is the song, always the song, that started on the Judean hill that rings in our hearts. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill, love for all men.
Beautiful. That's Gloria Gaither and Buddy Green and Silent Night, Holy Night. And I'm just interrupting the Christmas portion of the programming just to do a quick shout out. Big God bless you and Merry Christmas to Sue Estes, who has joined us. And Sue, I put this program together. I've got a lot of Christmas music in here. And then we're going to be going back to the regular gospel format here in just a few minutes. But I hope you get a blessing from this and get a blessing from the show this evening. God bless you for tuning in.
Thank you. our dear Savior's birth. And long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
That was Terry Blackwood and Joy to the World. And I hope you've enjoyed this special Christmas edition of the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. Should be airing on Christmas Day. And I want to wish everyone listening on Christmas Day and this evening, too, a very merry and blessed Christmas to you. Going to do some shout-outs right now. When I was putting the show together, I really had a rough time with this show. And my main thing is that you get a blessing. The show has been a different set of dynamics for me than the way I usually work the show. So if the bottom line is, if you've got a blessing tonight, then God is happy, and then I am happy. I want to do a quick shout-out and a special shout-out to Sue and Jack Shelton, who will be listening by way of recording. Also, Phyllis Ashcraft. And Phyllis, we still have your family member in our prayers. I want to say hi to Brother Herschel Whitaker, our 92-year young Korean War combat veteran, and his daughter, Diana Lyons, and son-in-law, Bobby. Also listening tonight, did I give Sue Stevens? I gave Sue Stevens a shout-out. And I want to do a big good day and Merry Christmas to Jenna and Carl Wheeler, who will be listening down in Corriwa, New South Wales in Australia. And I want to do a shout-out to Roberta Lander, who went to high school with me, and it's been such a blessing to connect with her again. Merry Christmas, Roberta. Jamie and Sonny Denny should be listening down in the Elihu community right outside of Somerset, Kentucky. God bless you both. Merry Christmas. Temple Duncan and her daughter Cherie, who just had an operation on Wednesday and is doing some better. She had knee surgery and knee replacement, and only a partial, but it's still very painful. And she is in our prayers. Jane Whitus and her husband Herschel, living down in Somerset, Kentucky. I want to do a shout out to them. Big, big God bless you. Here's Evie and Special Delivery.
I was tucking her in bed, and it caught me by surprise when my little girl asked me, "What does God look like?" I smiled and laughed a little, leaned over for a kiss, said, "Baby, I don't know, but I can tell you this. I've been to the ocean, and I've stood on a mountain. I've seen a sunset burn away a sky of blue. I've stared up at the starlight, got lost in the midnight. I've never seen the face of God, but I've seen what He can do." Well, I thought about the wonders around us every day, the stuff that if you let it, it'll take your breath away. But I've also found His glory shining from within the heart of a sinner that's just been born again. 'Cause I've been to the river, watched souls going under. Washed them clean and mercy made them new. And I can tell you firsthand, gone is the old man. I've never seen the face of God, but I've seen what He can do. Oh, for now I don't need a picture. Somehow this whole world helps me see Him clearer. 'Cause I've walked in the valley, cried out from the sorrow, and I can tell you every fire He's brought me through. And I know Him better.
Oh, that's a beautiful song. I haven't seen the face of God, but I've seen what He can do. That's Legacy 5. So many people dealing with so many different things right now, including myself. Last Sunday, I played this song for the first time, and it has gone through my head every day this week. I played it for Terry one time. She posted it on her page. It's gone through, and we just keep repeating it. You know, it just keeps playing over and over and over again. With everybody going through so much right now, so many of my friends, so many of my listeners, so many on my prayer list, if you'll allow me, I want to play this song again. I don't usually play a song the next week. I'll usually try to put 3 or 4 weeks in between the songs, so I can keep the music fresh and play a lot of different songs that will bless you. But if you allow me, I'm going to play this song right now because it's got an important message to it. It's the Tribute Quartet, and the Healer Hasn't Lost His Touch.
Many broken ones
just waiting for their answers to come. To those who've grown weary, I've got good news. So hold on, be strong, keep trusting, it's true. The healer has lost his touch. He's still the Almighty, the unchanging God. Our power is still showing up. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know this much. The healer hasn't lost his touch.
Tribute Quartet, and the healer hasn't lost his touch. Let's talk to the healer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the most precious gift ever given. That was your Son, Jesus Christ, who was born of a virgin, and then later died a horrendous death on a cross to pay for all the sins of mankind. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy that renews each day. And Lord, we continue to pray with heavy hearts for those in our listening family who will be without their spouses this Christmas. And they're battling their own physical afflictions, plus dealing with the emotional pain from the loss of their loved one. We pray for peace and comfort for Sue Estes, who is without her husband Don for the first time in 60 years. Plus, she's dealing with a severe back affliction. We pray for strength and healing for Sue. We're praying for Sheila Maxwell, who will be without Carlos this Christmas, is also dealing with physical pain in addition to the emotional trauma of losing her husband. We pray strength and healing, plus peace and comfort for Sheila. And Lord, we're praying for Pam Miller, whose husband, Dee, has come home to you, and she also needs strength and healing herself in addition to that wonderful peace and comfort. Father, bless Sue. Bless Pam. Bless Sheila. Give them the comfort that only you can give. Let them feel your presence as you hold them close. Also in our listening family and fighting debilitating illness and pain is Vivian Scott, whose faith just seems to get stronger each day with each challenge. Bless her, Father, and please put a healing hand on her. Lord, we also ask you to bless Kathy Myers, who continues to be a blessing to others, even as she deals with health issues. We're praying for strength and healing for Terry Drake, who's battling cancer. And Lord, also locked in a battle with cancer and needing strength and healing is Carl Blue Wise. We continue to pray for peace and comfort for Bobby Lackey. And we're praying for strength and healing for Mary Lou Foster. All these folks part of our listening family. And there are so many more on my prayer list fighting cancer and heart problems and depression and addiction. Praying for strength and healing for all of them. And Father, I ask for a special blessing for all of our troops stationed throughout the world and their families as they'll be away from them this Christmas. I ask you to bless all of our first responders, our policemen, our firemen, our EMTs. And Lord, we are also asking for a hedge of protection around all of our frontline medical workers who are now dealing with a tridemic of RSV and COVID and the flu. Father, please bless each one who listened tonight and Lord, bless those who will listen to the recorded broadcast later. Lead, guide, and direct us each day in every way in all that we do. And Father, forgive me where I have failed you. All these things I ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
He's never known the sound of Jesus' name. Born into a world of silence. Still he came to trust him just the same. Signing when he prays for guidance. And though he cannot speak a word, he always knows that he is heard. For God hears the sound when a leaf falls to the ground or a cry of despair. Though great or small, he hears it all, even in a silent prayer. Never had to spend a night alone. 60 years together. until the day God called him home. She thought that he would live forever. In grief, she couldn't say a word. But through her tears, she knows he heard. Where God hears the sound when a leaf falls to the ground or a cry of despair. Though great or small, he hears it all, even in a silent prayer. When life becomes too much and words are not enough, just know he listens and he really cares. For God hears the sound when a leaf falls to the ground or your cry of despair. Though great or small, he hears it all, even in a silent prayer.
That's Ivan Parker in Silent Prayer. You have been listening to the Christmas edition of the Gospel Music Buffet. That'll be rebroadcast on WIHE LP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. My name is Frank Crabtree. It has been my blessing and my pleasure to bring you this Christmas show this evening. And I want to thank everyone who tuned in. I apologize if there was any bumbles in the show because I've had a difficult time putting it together and making it through, and it seems like the old devil has just been attacking me from every side that he can attack me from. And I know we're not supposed to worry, and I know we're not supposed to get upset about things, and I'm not superhuman, so I get affected, and here we are, but we made it through. And I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it through the show tonight, just to tell you the truth. You know, I didn't know if I was going to do it, but praise God, he gave me the strength to make it through. He gave me the strength to do it. And if you got a blessing, it was all so very worth it to me. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. And I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a blessed Christmas. And God bless each and every one of you. Thank you again. Good night.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your
baby. You've kissed the face of God. The blind will see.
The grave.